This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris Witz. Welcome. Morning Diversions. Why me? That's the first question we ask when tragedy strikes. Why? How come it's me? Well, for some of us, the same question pops up. You know, for example, you got a flat tire, or you get a cold, or you get caught in a rain shower or the thunderstorm. And somewhere along the way, we become convinced that life should be good to us all the time. And if you're a Christian, you might believe that God should protect you from every hardship, whether it's large or small. God is good, we'd say, so life should be fair. I'm sorry, but life is not fair. And you learn that lesson early, I would hope, from the schoolyard bully or the group that leaves you out. You know, you're not part of their group. It's just about the time you forgot. You know, you're reminded of this painful lesson that hurts us much now as it did when we were 10 years old. I was really moved by the story of Arthur Ashe, the legendary tennis player. He once held the number one rank and winner of several tournaments, including Wimbledon. And Arthur Ashe was dying of AIDS, which he got due to infected blood that he had when he had a heart surgery back in 1983. And from all over the world, Arthur Ashe received letters from people who appreciated his tennis playing. And one of these letters says, "Why does God have to choose you for such a bad disease?" And this is what Arthur Ashe replied. "The world over, 50 million children start playing tennis. 5 million learn to play tennis. 500,000 learn professional tennis. 50,000 come to the circuit. 5,000 reach the Grand Slam. 50 reach Wimbledon. 4 to the semi-final and 2 to the finals." And he said, "When I was holding the trophy, I never asked God, why me? So today in pain, I should not be asking God, why me?" And I think that's a tremendous answer. And he quoted from Job 5, verse 7. "People are born for trouble as readily as sparks fly up from a fire." That's Job chapter 5, verse 7. Well, we know that Job from the Bible experienced horrendous problems in his life. And yet he was able to say this, "Though he slay me," he was talking about God, "though he slay me, I will hope in him. I will argue my ways to his face." And that's exactly what he did. Job answered the Lord in chapter 42, "I know that you can do all things. No purpose of yours can be thwarted." He said, "Who is this that hides counsel without knowledge? I have uttered what I didn't understand, things too wonderful for me, which I didn't know. Hear and speak. I will question you. I have heard you." So Job was that man who could quite easily say, "Why me?" And Arthur Ashe, as I mentioned, the tennis legend, could have said, "Why me?" And yet he kind of realized that some things do happen. There may be no answers. So it's a common question. Maybe you're asking that question, "Why me, God?" Because something's happened to you to cause you to feel that sense that you're being singled out. And perhaps you feel that God might be punishing you for some reason. Why would this be happening to you? Well, you're not alone. God has not abandoned you. He's not singled you out. And no matter what you feel right now, whatever you're going through, I want you to think of this, that God's promise is that he will see you through and give you the strength and direction you need. God wants you to know that he does understand how you feel, that he knows more about the situation you're going through than you do, that he saw it coming before you did. And above all, he began to work on his resolution for you before you even knew how to ask. You see, God is there. He's many steps ahead of us. And the reality is that God is for you. He is not against you. Now, these are real feelings. They're based on real events, this why me question. We may get confused because it's a difficult one, this one. We don't want to minimize the pain that you might feel. But we want to try and look closely at this, and I want to do this again tomorrow. You might sense that being singled out and you just can't get to a valid conclusion. We absorb the things that we believe from our parents, our teachers, from books we might read, from the experiences of life. And some of what we've come to believe may sound right, but our views can be narrowly defined or they could be wrong. So there are thoughts and concepts that we might need to think about. We might have to unlearn things that help us to try and sort out this question of why me. Thank you, Lord, that although this is difficult, ultimately, Lord, you're in charge, and we want to thank you from the bottom of our heart, Lord. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.